the UNESCO in Beirut earlier this year on strengthening arrangements for transboundary water cooperation and data and information exchange. Next. Okay, so the workshop had the three main objectives. One is, of course, strengthening the arrangements for data and information exchange with specific focus on groundwater resources, supporting achievement of SDG Indicator 652, and informing climate change adaptation in transboundary settings. Next. So in terms of the first one on monitoring and assessment, the participants were informed on monitoring and data exchange under the two UN Global Water Conventions and the draft articles of the Law of Transboundary Aquifers. They were also the updated strategies for monitoring and assessment of transboundary rivers, lakes, and groundwaters, and the process to develop a new tool on good practices and lessons learned transboundary data sharing were also presented, and a case study on the knowledge and data exchange from the Northwestern Sahara aquifer system was also presented to participants. Next. In terms of supporting the achievement of SDG Indicator 652, there were several dialogues held between riparian countries, and there was an encouragement to coordinate between riparian countries and also specifically at the basin level, and dialogues were encouraged along those lines. Also, as in previous workshops, we've also tried to sort of engage synergies between reporting on SDG indicators 651 and 652 on the transboundary component. And we're glad to report that since this workshop, we were informed that three new Arab countries will be reporting for the first time on this third reporting round. Next. Okay, so from this workshop, what we had is an invitation from the organizers to the participants for support, to approach ESCO for support to develop cooperative arrangements or protocols on monitoring, data exchange, and management of transboundary groundwaters. Also, as I said, coordinate SDG reporting on Indicator 651, 652, and to also prepare joint climate change impact and vulnerability assessments, and to develop a shared base and knowledge on these transboundary aquifers. Next. As part of supporting countries in this data and information exchange, ESQUA, with funding from the government of Sweden, are launching the Arab Groundwater Knowledge Platform. It will be a centralized database on groundwater resources in the Arab region and open source information that serves a range of users, from government to researchers to policymakers, and it's being populated with regional data, but also we have established a network of focal points that are also providing national groundwater data to be available on this platform. And this is in response to what we found from the two reporting rounds on SDG Indicator 652, that the lack of data, and specifically groundwater data, is hindering cooperation and reporting in the region. Next. So this is a snapshot of what the groundwater knowledge platform will be like. It will have different sources of data and different backgrounds of data. Some of them will be climate data, for example, precipitation projection. Some of them will be directly groundwater, hydrogeology, geology data. But we're also combining this with remote sensing data, satellite data, GRACE data, for example, and other socioeconomic data that could be combined to help and serve the purpose, the multipurpose of informing cooperation, informing policymaking on groundwater. And this will be open to all to upload data and also download data and make use of this data that's being provided through remote sensing data, regional data, and national data. Next. And this is another example of the GRACE data that will be available also, and the trends over years that shows how the groundwater use in the region and the groundwater storage is declining in the region over the past year. So we were combining different tools to make it more accessible to different users. Next. And then other things that we discussed during the workshop and we're working on is assessing the climate change impacts on groundwater and informing policies. We've completed 3 case studies in the region on this modeling, one in Palestine, one in Iraq, and one in Morocco. And currently we are working with Jordan, with Palestine on a different aquifer, with Tunisia to also develop 3 other case studies. And I guess this is my cue. Time is over. So I thank you again for the opportunity and wish you best of luck. Thank you. Final. Thank you.
Thank you very much.